Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. Our goal here is to equip you with the tools and tips to navigate your dissertation process efficiently, aiming to help you cross the finish line in just 6 months. I'm thrilled to have you join us today as we delve into an especially fascinating topic that's close to the heart of any scholar, transforming your research into a compelling narrative. It's one thing to conduct thorough research and gather valuable data, but it's another challenge altogether to present it in a way that captivates and engages. Whether you're presenting at a conference, drafting your dissertation, or publishing your findings, the power of a well-crafted narrative can't be overstated. Today, we'll uncover why narrative is a crucial tool for researchers. A good story can illuminate complex information, making it relatable and memorable. We'll explore practical strategies to help you weave your findings into narratives that not only inform, but also inspire your audience. Stay tuned as we break down these techniques, ensuring that your research doesn't just sit on a shelf, but truly makes a mark. Let's make your research journey not only successful, but also exciting. Let's get into it. Today, we're tackling a key aspect of academic writing that can significantly elevate your research: the art of crafting a compelling narrative. Let's delve deeper into what this involves and why it's crucial. What is a narrative in academic research? In academic research, a narrative goes beyond simply presenting findings. It involves structuring your research into a story that unfolds the significance and implications of your work. This means organizing your data and insights in a way that tells a coherent and compelling story about your investigation and its outcomes. The narrative approach in research doesn't just communicate facts, it weaves them into a storyline that emphasizes the human interest and real-world relevance of the academic study. Why is a good narrative important? A well-crafted narrative in academic research serves several crucial purposes. First, engagement. Narrative structure engages readers by transforming the academic paper from a mere presentation of data into a relatable story. This approach maintains the reader's interest from start to finish, making the research not only more enjoyable, but also more understandable. Second, clarity. Complex information often characterizes academic research, making it inaccessible to wider audiences. A narrative helps clarify these complexities by framing the information in a structured, story-like format, guiding the reader through the findings in a logical, step-by-step manner that mimics familiar storytelling techniques. Third, memorability and impact. Stories are inherently more memorable than disjointed facts. By presenting research as a narrative, you make your findings stickier, which means they're more likely to be remembered, cited, and applied in future work. Moreover, a compelling narrative can inspire action, influence decision-making, and drive real-world changes based on your scholarly insights. Building a narrative within your academic research involves several key steps. First, setting the scene. Start by establishing the context of your research. What existing problem or gap prompted your study? Setting the scene helps readers understand the foundation of your research journey. Second, introducing the protagonist. In research narratives, the protagonist could be a theory, a hypothesis, or a research question that seeks to alter the current understanding of a topic. This element introduces the core focus of your research and outlines the stakes involved. Third, developing the plot. Describe your methodology and process. How did you approach your research question? What methods did you use? And what challenges did you encounter along the way? This section is where the main content of your research unfolds, revealing the steps taken to reach your conclusions. Fourth, climax. This is where you reveal your main findings. Highlight the discoveries that provide the answer to your research question or that demonstrate the outcome of testing your hypothesis. The climax should be the turning point of your narrative, offering significant insights that could potentially change existing practices or understandings. And last resolution, conclude your narrative by discussing the implications of your findings. What do they mean for your field? How could they influence further research or practice? The resolution should tie back to your introduction, showing how the journey has led to new knowledge or solutions. Crafting a narrative in your dissertation isn't just about making your work engaging, it's about enhancing comprehension, extending the reach of your research, and making a lasting impact on your audience and field. By carefully structuring your work as a narrative, you not only provide clarity and enjoyment, but also ensure that your research makes a significant mark on the academic community and beyond. This process is fundamental in setting the stage for a compelling narrative in your thesis. Data collection is your starting line in the race towards a successful dissertation. It involves gathering qualitative and quantitative data that is relevant and crucial to your research question. For quantitative data, you're looking at numbers, data that can be measured and quantified. This might include statistics from surveys or measurements from experiments, providing a broad overview of trends and behaviors. On the other hand, qualitative data delves deeper into the context and reasons behind those numbers. This data type comes from interviews, focus groups, or observations and offers nuanced insights into your subject matter. The richness of qualitative data lies in its ability to add depth to the quantitative facts, giving your narrative a more rounded and detailed perspective. Both types of data are integral to your thesis, each serving a unique purpose in supporting your narrative. The key is to use them judiciously to reinforce your research findings and conclusions. Once your data is in hand, the next challenge is to organize it in a way that makes sense for your narrative. Here's how you can approach this. First, use tools and software for data management. Leveraging technology can greatly enhance your data organization. Software like SPSS or Excel is excellent for quantitative data, helping you perform statistical analysis and create graphs. For qualitative data, tools like Envivo or Atlas.ti offer powerful options for coding and sorting through large amounts of textual or multimedia data, making it easier to find recurring themes or patterns. Secondly, create a timeline or storyboard. Visualizing the flow of your narrative can be incredibly helpful. A timeline or storyboard allows you to plot key data points along a chronological or logical sequence. This method not only helps in visualizing the structure of your narrative, but also ensures that your data supports the story you intend to tell from start to finish. Begin with laying out the background of your research, pinpoint where your data highlights problems or gaps, and demonstrate how your findings address these issues. This visualization acts as a blueprint for your dissertation, guiding you through the construction of your narrative from introduction to conclusion. It also aids in spotting gaps in your data collection that may need addressing before you move forward. Organizing your data with clarity and precision is critical. It not only aids in your understanding and analysis, but also makes the eventual writing process more straightforward. Remember, the clearer the organization, the easier it will be for your audience to follow and be persuaded by your narrative. By mastering the art of data collection and organization, you lay a solid foundation for a dissertation that is not only informative, but also engaging and impactful. Up next, we'll explore how to analyze this data to draw meaningful conclusions that will enhance your narrative and make your research resonate with your audience. Now, crafting a narrative isn't just about writing, it's about telling a story that resonates and sticks with your audience. Let's break down how you can do this effectively. First up, identifying key themes in your data. This step is like finding the golden threads in a tapestry. You sift through your data, looking for patterns or themes that consistently appear. These aren't just any patterns. They are the ones that really highlight the answers to your research questions or shed light on new insights. Think of these themes as the backbone of your narrative. They guide the flow and focus of your entire dissertation. Now, let's talk about building your plot. Every great story has a clear structure. It starts with an introduction, builds up through a conflict, reaches a climax, and then resolves. Your dissertation should follow this arc too, which will help keep your readers engaged and make your findings more impactful. Start with the introduction. Here you set the stage. Introduce your research question and explain why it matters. This isn't just about stating facts. It's about framing your study in a way that hooks your listener right from the start. Why should they care? What can your research unveil or solve? This is your chance to make your audience invested in your research journey. Next comes the conflict. In the story of your dissertation, the conflict is the gap your research aims to fill. It's the challenge that your study addresses. Clearly outline what's missing in the current landscape of your field and how your research aims to bridge that gap. This section is crucial because it emphasizes the need for your work and sets up the stakes. The climax of your dissertation is where you unveil your main findings. This is the big reveal and should be treated as the turning point of your narrative. Here, you want to highlight how your findings alter or enhance the existing understanding of your topic. It's the moment where all the buildup pays off and the significance of your research shines through. Finally, we reach the resolution. This is where you tie up your narrative by discussing the implications of your findings and suggesting future research directions. What does your research mean for your field? How can it be built upon? Your resolution should leave your audience with a clear sense of your contribution to knowledge and the potential next steps that could follow from your work. Throughout your dissertation narrative, keep your language clear and your tone conversational. Remember, you're not just submitting a paper, you're telling a story, one that could potentially change how people think about your subject area. Crafting a narrative that not only informs, but also engages and inspires, requires a thoughtful approach to writing and constant refinement. Let's break down some effective techniques and strategies. When you begin to write your dissertation, focus on using an active voice. Active voice makes your sentences clearer and more dynamic, giving your narrative a lively tone that keeps the reader engaged. For example, instead of writing, "The experiment was conducted by the researcher," you could say, "The researcher conducted the experiment." This shift not only strengthens your writing, but also brings your audience closer to the action. Strong verbs are your allies. They drive your narrative forward and keep your audience interested. Instead of using verbs like did or made, choose verbs that paint a vivid picture. For instance, orchestrated, unveiled, or transformed. To bring your points home, include real-world applications of your findings. This helps bridge the gap between theory and practice, showing how your research can be applied outside of academic circles, whether it's a potential policy change, a business strategy, or a technological innovation. These applications make your research relevant and valuable. Another powerful tool is the integration of direct quotes from your research subjects or relevant literature. Quotes add a layer of authenticity and depth, providing personal insights or expert perspectives directly related to your topic. They enrich your narrative, giving voice to the characters in your story and grounding your theoretical findings in real-world context. After drafting your dissertation, the refinement process begins. This stage is crucial for polishing your work and ensuring it communicates your message effectively. First, seek peer reviews and feedback. Getting a fresh set of eyes on your work can reveal areas that may need more clarification or adjustment. Your peers can offer valuable insights from their own experiences and academic perspectives. Revising for clarity, flow, and impact is next. During revision, look at how your narrative moves from one point to another. Is the progression logical? Are there abrupt jumps or lingering questions? Ensure that each section smoothly transitions into the next, maintaining a steady flow that guides your reader through your research journey without confusion. Check for clarity by making sure that your language is straightforward and your points are well articulated. Remember, the goal is to make your complex research understandable and engaging. If a sentence feels too complicated, break it down. Simplify where you can, without diluting the essence of your research. Finally, consider the overall impact of your narrative. Does it convey the significance of your research? Does it inspire the reader to think differently or act on your findings? This is your chance to leave a lasting impression, so make every word count. By employing these writing and editing techniques, you're not just completing an academic requirement, you're crafting a compelling narrative that stands out. That's all for today's episode. Next time, we'll explore how to effectively present your dissertation to make sure your hard work pays off. We've taken quite the journey today, exploring how to turn your hard-earned research into a compelling narrative that captures and retains attention. Let's quickly recap the essential steps we've covered. We started by identifying key themes in your data, those golden threads that guide your narrative and provide insight into your research questions. Then we moved on to building your plot, setting the stage with an introduction, introducing the conflict through research gaps, reaching a climax with your main findings, and finally, rounding out with a resolution that discusses the implications and future directions of your work. Through these stages, we talked about the importance of using an active voice, employing strong verbs, and incorporating real-world applications and direct quotes to add authenticity and depth to your narrative. Now, I want to encourage all of you to start viewing your research through the lens of storytelling. Think about not just what your findings are, but how they connect, what they mean in the larger context, and how they can impact the world. This approach will not only enhance the quality of your dissertation, but also make it more engaging and memorable. So if you found today's episode helpful and you're looking for more insights and tips to navigate your dissertation journey, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Share it with your friends and colleagues who might also benefit from our discussions. And for additional resources, make sure to visit WritersER. We have a wealth of tools and guidance designed to help you succeed. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, your research has a story to tell. It's up to you to give it a voice. Let's make those stories as impactful as possible. Until next time, keep pushing forward and turn your insights into engaging narratives.